How many of you would like to have more sisters and brothers than you already have? 100 times more than you already have. Anybody want to take that on? So, one of the wonderful things about being able to say Mass on Saturday and then again on Sunday evening is if nobody likes your homily on Saturday, you can trash it and start over. And so this evening, before the 5 o'clock Mass, I was sitting out on the couch, and one of our parishioners sat down and said, "I have a question." And I always go, "Oh." He said, "What does Jesus mean when he says, give up everything, give it all away, sell it all, give it to the poor, and follow me? How does, I'm a parent, I'm a husband, and I'm a father, and I have, how can I do that?" And we talked a little bit, and then as I continued to sort of pray and think about the homily for the 5 o'clock Mass, the Holy Spirit showed up, and she said, "Maybe you should say this. We have given up everything, says Peter, to follow you. What do we get for the deal?" You have to love Peter. Because that's the same thing that this father was asking. If we give up everything, how do we manage? What do we do? And so my response to him is a response I make usually, because as a Dominican and as a religious, one of the vows that we take is the vow of poverty. And I will tell you straight up that it's not poverty that we're living, but we are asked to live in a state of detachment. We are to detach from all of those things that are important to the rest of the world: money, property, possessions, land, things. All of these things God has made for us to use to give Him greater glory and honor. That's the whole point of this process. The gifts that God has given us, because He loves us, He asks us to choose to return to Him because we love Him. And so it's not about being poverty-stricken. It's about looking at those possessions and saying, how can I, being given these gifts, use them to spread the gospel, to live out the mission that I've been given by God to live out the gospel? Because each of us have a piece of that mission. Each of us has a personal call from Jesus Christ to live out the gospel. We don't live it all out the same way. That's not the point. The point is that we are called to do so. He has asked each of us to give up everything and follow Him, just like He did Peter and the disciples, just like He did to the young man. I think that when the young man left, Jesus was sad. Because I think He said to Himself, here is someone else that's thinking differently. Following me doesn't mean that you strip down naked and follow me. It means let go of the things of the earth and the world that get in the way, that keep you from hearing the message of loving God, neighbor, and self, of being missionaries, of being speakers and livers of the word that I am giving to the disciples. I wonder how many times Jesus just shook His head at Peter and said, "Oh, Peter." But it doesn't really matter, because each time He said that, He said, "Peter, let me see if I can say it again. I want you to love me like I love you. I want you to follow me. I want you to listen to the things that I'm saying. I want you to watch the things that I'm doing. And I want you to do the same thing. How much do I love you, Peter? Follow me and see." How much does Jesus love us? Follow Him and see. Follow Him to the upper room. "This is my body. This is my blood. I give it to you forever, because I will be with you, and that's how I can be part of you. How much do I love you? Heavenly Father, if there's some way for this cup to pass from me, let's take it. But not my will, yours, because I love you that much." And so He dies for us. How much does the Father love Jesus Christ? "I love my Son so much that I give Him life, that he triumphs over death, and he gives that gift to us freely in his love. All he asks is that we detach ourselves from the things that get in the way and follow him with intentionality, with determination, with passion. Simply. It's not rocket science. It's not even physics. Follow me. Give it all up. Let it all go. And follow me. And you will have riches in heaven beyond imagining. That's all you have to do. So the young man went away. And he went away sad because he had many possessions. I'm an optimist. I believe that this young man came back at some point in time and had another conversation with Jesus Christ. Teacher, I've done everything that you've asked, and I will follow you. That's the same question and the same opportunity that we have. Teacher, I have done everything that you have asked, and I will follow you.